You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
There has never in the history of mankind been a time where it's easier to create wealth than right now. But because it doesn't feel easy, most people assume it must be hard. But the truth is, it's not that it's hard. It's just hard for you. Today, I'm going to show you why it feels hard, even if you're earning hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes, even high income earners struggle. I'm going to walk you through the five biggest roadblocks that keep most people from stepping into real wealth. And when I say wealth, I'm not talking about just getting by. I'm talking about more than enough so that you can bless others without checking your bank account balance first.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
A few short years ago, we discovered the truth that catapulted us into owning and managing over $400 million in multifamily assets, not because we worked harder, but because we finally understood how money works. Robert Kiyosaki said, "Wealth is your ability to live forward without working." Now, ask yourself this. If you stop working today, how many days, weeks, or months could you maintain your current lifestyle? That's your real wealth. Wealth is the ability to build a legacy that outlives you. Wealth is the ability to give without limits. Wealth is the ability to live in perpetuity without punching a clock. We work with thousands of investors, doctor, lawyer, techs, and tech, people who make 200, 300, 500K, or even $1 million plus a year. And yet, again and again, we hear the same thing. I still feel broke. You're not imagining it. You're not alone. And it's not just a lifestyle creep or bad budgeting. It's something far deeper, a set of invisible forces and traps that keep even high-income earners poor. Today, I'm going to expose these forces, the real reasons the wealthy elite stay rich, and why you still feel like you're running on fumes. And more importantly, I'm going to give you the exact framework to break free and build the kind of wealth you can actually feel. Have you ever felt like you're chasing a moving finish line? You hit a six-figure salary, big title, a zip code, and yet that feeling of enough just won't show up. Welcome to what I call the Henry trap. High earner, not rich yet. It's like being on one of those moving walkways at the airport, but it's going in the wrong direction. You're walking forward, making progress, but the walkway is moving backwards just as fast. So you're working harder and harder just to stay in the same place. And every time you think you're getting ahead, they speed up the walkway. It's a silent epidemic. Get this. People making $100,000 still say they need $246K just to feel comfortable. CNBC reports that the average American believes that it now takes over $500,000 a year just to feel rich. The more you make, the more the goalpost moves. It's not just your expenses growing, it's your worries. Your new definition of normal scales up with your income. More taxes, bigger bills, private school, elderly care. So while the world claps for your success, your inner voice is screaming, "Why do I feel like I'm drowning?" Who here, raise your hand if you recognize this math. Let's say you make $100,000 a year. Sounds like a lot, right? But here, let's look at where the money actually goes. First of all, taxes. Between federal, state, payroll taxes, you're probably losing around 25 to 30% of your income right off the top. That's probably $2,250 a month or $27,000 a year. Gone before you even touch your paycheck. Next is housing. If you're you're living in a decent zip code, nothing crazy, just good, safe neighborhood, you're likely spending around $2,500 a month on rent or mortgage. That's $30,000 a year. Then there's your car payment, insurance, and gas. Let's say it all adds up to around $800 a month, which is $9,600 a year. Now we get to groceries and dining out, including your coffee runs, lunch meetings, and maybe some weekend dinners. That could easily be $1,000 a month or $12,000 a year. Healthcare is next. Between your insurance premiums and out-of-pocket expenses, you're probably looking at another $600 a month or $7,200 a year. If you have kids in childcare or private school, tack on another $1,500 a month, which is $18,000 a year. And that's just for one child. Finally, all the miscellaneous stuff, clothes, gifts, travel, gym membership, holiday expenses, the occasional Amazon binge easily adds up to $750 a month or $9,000 a year. Add all that up, you're probably spending around $112,800 a year on a $100,000 salary. Yes, you heard that right. You're spending more than you earn. Even if you trim some categories or skip private school, you're barely breaking even. And if you live in a big city, that $100,000 buys you a middle-class life at best. Because this is what no one tells you. Wealth is a result, and results follow rules. Daniel Priestley said it best. Income follows assets. Read that again. Tattoo it on your mind. Income follows assets. So if you don't like your income, stop asking, how do I make more money? Start asking, what assets do I have that income is following? Because for most people, you're the only asset, which means your income is tied to your hours, your energy, or your calendar. Own the asset. It's like the difference between working at a gas station and owning the oil wells. The gas station worker trades time for money. The oil well owner makes money while they sleep, while they travel, while they do whatever else they want. In this example, owning the asset is like owning the oil wells. Unfortunately, we learned this lesson the hard way. We used to run a successful fashion business. On paper, we were winning sales, revenue, a growing team. But what happens when the business disappears? What happens when the income stops? That's exactly where we found ourselves. Overnight, it all evaporated. We were worried about everything, the mortgage, our family, the future. I remember lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, thinking, did we just build a life that only works if we hustle forever? Because to us, money was just what showed up when we put in hours, clock in, earn, pay bills, reinvest, repeat. That's what we thought wealth was. Can you relate to this? But now, wealth feels different, not because life magically got easier, but because we learned how to build it. And once we did, we couldn't help but wonder, why do we ever think this was so hard? Here's the truth. Income follows assets. So ask yourself, what assets do I actually own that income is following? Because the goal isn't just to make more money, it's to make enough income producing assets that your lifestyle, your retirement, your kids' future, all of it is covered. Once we realized that, everything shifted, our mindset, our priorities, our future. We became obsessed with one thing, assets, assets, assets. But most people don't talk about that. They talk about savings, work, earn, save, and repeat. That's how most of us were taught. Save for the rainy day, save for college, save for retirement. But here's what the wealthy understand. Saving money isn't a wealth-building strategy because inflation is slowly draining the value of every dollar you store. Most people treat money like it's this big pool. Look at how full my bank accounts are. But what if we stop admiring the pool and start asking, is the water even moving? That's the real shift, cash accumulation versus cash flow. And between the two, we'll choose cash flow every single time because you can have $1 million saved, but if nothing's flowing in, your business downturn or a hospital bill away from disaster. I'll never forget the moment that this all clicked. In 2017, we were visiting the Dead Sea in Jordan. It was beautiful, calm, peaceful. But here's the eerie thing. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. Why? Because it has inlets, but no outlets. Water flows in, but nothing flows out. And that's why it's dead. And it hit us. If your money has inlets, but no outlets, if it sits, it dies. We met people with seven-figure retirement accounts still worried about money because there's no flow. Cash flow is what brings back to your finances. It's what gives you freedom now, not someday. If you have both cash flow and savings, even better. But for us, the breakthrough came when we stopped hoarding money and started building systems that kept it flowing long after we're gone. That's the dream. Not just cash accumulation, but cash perpetuation, generational wealth. Now, let's talk about something more deceptive than the IRS, phantom wealth. That illusion of wealth you can see on screen. Stocks, 401ks, your home's estimated value, it looks impressive on screen, but it's not spendable. We call this phantom wealth because, like a ghost, you can see it, but you can't touch it. Ask anyone who lived through 2008 or maybe even 2020. Millionaire on paper became broke overnight. I remember talking to a tech executive in 2022. His portfolio was worth $3.2 million in January. By October, $1.8 million. And he didn't change anything. He didn't make any bad decisions. The markets just decided that his wealth wasn't real. And here's the cruel irony. While his phantom wealth was disappearing, his real expenses stayed exactly the same. The mortgage, the private school tuition, car payments, all that is still due in real dollars. That's because phantom wealth doesn't make you free. It doesn't buy you freedom. It doesn't lower your anxiety. Only cash flow does. Only real assets, like multifamily real estate, that feeds you every month, no matter what the S&P 500 does. Look at the difference. On one side, you've got the stock market up 30%. down 20, up 15, down 35. Your wealth is a roller coaster you can't control. On the other side, rental incomes of real assets, month after month, year after year, steady, predictable, spendable. But Wall Street doesn't want you to know this because they make money whether you win or you lose. While you're chasing deeper gains, they're collecting real fees, management fees, transaction fees, advisory fees. They sell you the dream, then they sell you fees. Here's what really gets me. They bring in an entire generation that investing is buying pieces of geek stocks, bond, mutual funds. But the wealthy, we're buying buildings, labs, businesses, things that exist in the real world, things that produces real income. This was a lesson we learned when we met our first multimillionaire mentor. He drove a 10-year-old Toyota, lived in a modest home, but owned 47 rental properties. And I asked, why don't you live like the rich? Answer, cheap breathing. I don't want to look rich. I want to be rich. Rich is when my assets pay for my lifestyle, not my job. Want to stop being the product in their system? Then start beating it. Start building real wealth. Let's raise the stakes because this next trap isn't just financial. It's emotional. It's a comparison prison. And for Henleys, it's brutal. Picture this. You make $300,000, but your coworker just bought a G-Wagon. You took your kids to Disneyland, but your college roommate just took theirs to Italy. You live in a nice house, but your neighbor just installed a $50,000 pool. The data shows nearly 49% of six-figure earners live paycheck to paycheck, not because they're failing, but because they're trying to keep up. We don't compare down, we compare sideways, or worse, up. And social media have made it even worse. Every day, you're bombarded with highlight reels, vacations, cars, the watch, the house. But here's what you don't see. The credit card debt to hide the vacation. The 84-month loan on the car. The second mortgage for the watch. The stress behind the smile. I'll never forget a conversation with an investor. He's a surgeon. He makes $400K a year. Came to us because he felt broke. And I asked him, what does your ideal life look like? He pulled this phone and he shows me on Instagram. I want to live like this guy. So we did some research on this guy. Turns out he's $2.3 million. And dad filed for bankruptcy 6 months later, but that Instagram post still looks amazing. Here's the irony. The people you're comparing yourself to, they're just broke at a higher level. They got bad debt, stress, and the least happiness. Think of it like an iceberg above water. The lifestyle everyone sees beyond the water, the bad debts, the stress, the sleepless nights. 90% of what's really happening is invisible. But here's what's really insidious about the comparison trap. It's not about just wanting more stuff. It's about redefining what normal means. When we live in a middle-class neighborhood, a Honda felt normal. When we moved to an affluent area, suddenly BMW felt normal. Same income, same family, same needs, but different normal. And that's how they get you. Your reference group determines your spending. If your friends lease luxury cars, you feel pressured to lease one too. If your colleagues take European vacations, Disney World feels cheap. If your neighbors want designer everything, Target feels beneath you. We call this the reference group inflation, and it's more dangerous than regular inflation. Because regular inflation affects everyone equally. But reference group inflation, it's personal. It targets your insecurities, your need to belong, your fear of being less than. Here's the brutal truth. Most high earners aren't trying to get rich. They're trying to look rich. And there's a massive difference. Getting rich means building assets that pay you. Looking rich means buying liabilities that cost you. One's building wealth, the other's destroying it. So ask yourself, are you building wealth or are you building an image? Because you can't do both. And now we're going even deeper because it's not just about your spending or your mindset. There's a force at play you never saw coming. Forces that have fundamentally changed the game. We call this the big three: housing, student loans, childcare. They've exploded in cost while wages stayed flat. We'll start with housing. A house that cost $100,000 in 1990, now $377,000. That's not inflation. That's just wealth extraction. But here's what's really happening. In 1970, the median home cost 2.2 times the median income. Today, it's 5.6 times the median income. So even if you're making good money, housing eats up a massive chunk. I was talking to a doctor in San Francisco. He makes $350,000 a year. Sounds rich, right? His mortgage payment, $8,500 a month. That's $102,000. A year just for housing. After taxes, that's nearly half of his take-home pay. Then there's student loans. The average graduate now leaves school with $37,000 in debt. But for professional degrees, law, medicine, MBAs, we're talking $150K to $300K in debt. I know a lawyer who graduated with $280,000 in student debt. Her monthly payment, $2,800. That's $36,600 a year for the next 25 years. She's paying almost $840,000 for a degree that cost $208,000. And here's something few people realize. Student loan debt can't be discharged in bankruptcy. It follows you to the grave. Literally, they can even garnish your social security. Then there's childcare. The average cost of daycare in major cities, $30,000 per year per child. We have investors spending $60,000 a year on childcare for two kids. That's more than many people's entire salary. But wait, it gets worse. These aren't just big expenses. They're fixed expenses. You can't negotiate your mortgage down because you had a bad month. You can't skip your student loan payment because you want to take a vacation. And you can't tell your kids they don't need daycare this week because you've overspent. For most high earners, 70 to 80% of their income goes to fixed costs. Housing, loans, childcare, insurance, taxes. What's left? Maybe 20 to 30% for everything else. Food, clothes, entertainment, savings, and investments. And let's talk about inflation. If you make $175,000 in 2001, you need over $200,000 today just to have the same purchasing power. That's just 4 years ago. That's not progress. That's survival. But here's what's really insidious. That thing that really matters most, housing, healthcare, education, are inflating faster than everything else. While your TV gets cheaper, your mortgage gets more expensive. While your phone gets better, your health insurance gets worse. The economy isn't just unfair, it's predatorial. And if you're not owning assets, you're the asset. Even if you beat the numbers game, you haven't escaped the inner game. Because your brain is wired for hedonic adaptation. You hit a milestone, you feel good for a second. Then your brain resets the baseline and the hamster wheel starts again. We call this the horizon effect. Wealth always feels just a milestone away. Remember when you thought 50K would solve all your problems? Then 100K became the magic number, then 200K, then 500K. Each time you hit the target moved. That's why so many high earners keep chasing, but never feeling wealthy, because the finish line moves every time you get closer. Here's a psychological trap. Your brain adapts to your new normal within 6 to 12 months. The bigger house stops feeling bigger. The luxury car just becomes your car. The fancy vacation becomes expected, not excited. And suddenly, you need more to feel the same level of satisfaction. It's like a drug tolerance. You need bigger hits just to get the same high. But here's what's really happening. You're measuring your wealth by accumulation instead of freedom. You're asking, how much do I have? Instead of how much do I need? I remember talking to another investor who made $800,000 a year, and he said, I feel poorer now than I did when I made 80K. Why? Because at 80K, he had simple needs and simple pleasures. At 800K, he had more complex needs, more expensive tastes. His income went up 10x, but his expenses went up 12x. The wealthy understand something different. True wealth isn't about earning more, it's about owning more assets. And until you redefine what earning means to you, you'll never arrive. So how do you break free from the system designed to keep you running? To answer the same way we built $400 million in real assets while others chase phantom wealth, here's exactly the framework. Step one, identify your freedom number. Forget net worth, that's phantom wealth we already talked about. What matters is, can the asset you own cover all your monthly expenses? Most people chase a net worth target. 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, but your net worth is just a number on a screen. Your freedom number is different. It's a monthly cash flow reading from assets to cover your lifestyle. Here's how to calculate it. Add up all your monthly expenses, everything, housing, food, insurance, entertainment, travel, everything. Let's just say it's $15,000 a month. That's your freedom number. $15,000 monthly cash flow from assets, not $15,000 from your job, $15,000 from assets that pay you, whether you work or not. Once your assets generates more than your freedom number, you're financially free. You can work because you want to, not because you had to. This is why net worth is a trap. You can have $2 million in your 401k and still be broke because the money doesn't flow to you monthly. It just sits there, hoping the market goes crash. But if you own assets generating $15,000 a month, you're rich at any net worth. Step two, identify what type of assets you should own. Not all assets are created equal. Some pay monthly, some pay yearly, some never pay you at all. The key is to match the right assets with your timeline and your risk tolerance. You've got stocks, volatile, unpredictable, but liquid. You've got bonds, stable, but low return that barely beats inflation. You've got businesses, high potential, but requires your time and expertise. You've got real estate, our personal fave. We pick multifamily real estate because it gets through there the fastest with the best risk-adjusted returns. Here's why. Monthly cash flow from day one. Appreciation over time as the property value rises. Tax benefits that can save you thousands of dollars every year. Inflation protection. As costs rise, so do rents. Leverage. You can control $1 million in assets with $200,000 down. But here's the real secret. Multifamily real estate is recession resilient. People always need a place to live. So during 2008, while stocks crashed, the wealthy, we don't just own assets. We own assets that are predictable, growing income streams. That's the difference between looking rich and being rich. Now, to make this easier for you, we create a free freedom formula worksheet that walks you through the entire discovery process. It helps you calculate your exact freedom number, compare different asset classes, and create your personalized wealth building strategy. You can download it using the link in the description below. It saves you hours of research and guesswork. Step number three, take action. Deploy today. This is where most people fail. They learn the strategy, they understand the concept, but they never take action. Analysis paralysis kills more wealth than bad investments ever will. You don't need to find a perfect deal. You need to find a good deal and get started. Here's the truth. The best time to buy real estate was 10 years ago. The second best time is today. Every month you wait is another month your money is sitting in the savings account, losing value to inflation. Every month you're waiting is another month you're not building cash flow. Every month you're waiting is another month you're staying trapped in the Henry cycle. We've seen too many high earners spend years researching, learning, and preparing Meanwhile, their less educated, lower earner friends who took action are now financially free. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Start building your asset portfolio today. So even if it's small, even if it's not perfect, because asset compounds over time. Time is the one thing you can't get back. The goal isn't to own one perfect asset. The goal is to own enough cash flowing assets that you'll never have to worry about money again. Let's face it, the system wants you compliant. It wants you to keep spending. It wants you to be just comfortable enough, not question it. But if you're not here to blend in, you can build something different. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? So if you just do these four things, wealth doesn't become just possible. It becomes inevitable.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.